This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. The latest edition, AM 970 WDAY. By the way, 93.1 FM as well. That would be number one and number two for longest amount of service from a radio broadcasting station to North Dakota. For TV, anything, those two, one and two. WDAY 1, K-Fire 552. Isn't that fun? I think it's kind of cool. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. AM 1100, the flag. Out west, AM 1090, KTGO, the flag. Booming to the Bakken and KLTC in Dickinson. So there you go. Thanks for listening. Glad you are. Hope you got the apps and you can listen wherever you're at. We appreciate you very much. If you're new to the program, you can weigh in on anything at any time. It's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We generally throw out a topic or two. We've covered a few already today. Always welcome more. We've talked vaccines, talked the election results. There's a hearing going on in the U.S. Senate right now on 2020 voting irregularities. We're going to have some of the highlights from that for you. Chris Krebs is up there. He's the former DHS cybersecurity agency director who was fired by Trump when he said, everything's fine. And our question of the day, and this is a fun one, you can text in your answers at 701-367-2054, or Todd's, I'll give you that in a moment as well. Question is simply this. Is the fire still in your belly to fight the election results? Do you have enough evidence that you've seen that you believe this election was actually Trump's and he was cheated out of a victory? Is the fire in the belly for that fight still? Yes. If it is, you answer A. If you believe, hey, we fought the good fight, we gave this a try, it's just time to accept the results and be done, move on, that's a B. So you can text Todd with your answer at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054 or call us at 800-228-0550. Let's dip into a little bit of the coverage from the Homeland Security Committee. Senator Ron Johnson and this Chris Krebs are going back and forth. I think the chairman is saying, hey, we're hearing from all these people about all this evidence, and you say everything was hunky-dory. How can that be?
Ow. Where a vote is cast on election day, those machines tend to and should not be connected to the internet. Certainly, is a best practice.
But some have the capability, don't they?
Some may have modems that are typically disabled, but in certain states, I believe in Wisconsin, some are temporarily activated to transmit some counts. But again, when you have paper and you can conduct a post-election audit,
if it's an important
security control that technology in elections are used to facilitate access and increase accuracy of the process. But election officials are very careful that technology is not a single point of failure, and that there are security controls before, during, and after the vote process.
Finish just asking the computer thing. We'll come back. My time's already expired, but we'll come back to the, you know, how many audits, the statistical sampling, that type of thing, to use those paper backups to the electronic voting. But, you know, finish this.
Right. As you move out from Election Day, there will be tabulators that may have internet connections to transmit the vote from the precinct to the county level to the state. Again, security controls.
Okay, I've heard enough. Here's the deal.
He never really answers anything either, that guy.
If you're in the polling place to do no good, and the machine has the ability to go online with modems, you're going to do it. You're going to use it. I mean, in other words, the idea that, oh, it's a modem, but we disconnect it. We only use it when it's for other.
I know.
I mean, you've got to assume then that everybody is of a good intent in every polling place. And take a look at Atlanta, Georgia, the surveillance cams with four people kicking everybody else out and then, you know, throwing in the Biden ballots. All Biden. How could that be? I like the people say, oh, no, that was legit. They say that was fine. Oh, they were so these ballots that they hid under a table that they brought out when everybody else left and the numbers spiked for Biden, all Biden, you think that's legit?
And you think this guy Krebs is going to, the guy that's been in charge, literally assistant in charge of securing the elections, is going to come in and go, yeah, well, I guess it's not a... Of course, he's not going to admit anything. Deny.
The Democrats are freaking out, though, about this. They are getting aggressive big time. It's interesting, some of the lawyers that spoke that have taken this battle to the individual states, their courts, their legislatures, have said there's been an all-out effort by the Democrats to say they don't, you know, you shouldn't hear any of this. Don't hear any of this. And, you know, the judges have bought into that argument more than not. They've not said, we believe we won, we want to do this, limiting the amount of witnesses, all kinds of things, so they can't present all the evidence. A or B? A or B, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the phones. Grant in Bismarck is next. Hello, Grant. Thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. So this is the same conversation we had this last year. I said, who was going to fight for us post-Trump election after 2024? But now we got all these guys that are just saying, oh, let's just move on. No, absolutely not. Trump fought for you for 4 years, 5 years. And you have to get behind him because everyone's like, well, if we're already to this banana republic or we're going that way, well, this is why we're fighting. You have to fight because it's literally the Constitution right now over anything else. You got to fight.
It is the Constitution. The Constitution wasn't followed in the states. The state constitutions say you can't just unilaterally make changes. You know, you can't do that. So. Glad you're an A, Grant. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir. And I do think you also make another very good point about how much Trump has fought for the average American. Trump is not a Republican Party. I want to go to the parties. I want to be part of the fun. I want to be a big deal kind of guy. Trump has been about forgotten Americans. And that's why I think there's so much fight out there. That's why there's a lot more A's on my sheet right now than there are B's. I do believe this audience recognizes it. This isn't about whining. I'm not whining. I'm not, you know, oh, poor us. I'm not at all. I simply want to know if the Constitution means anything. Because if it doesn't, and you can steal an election, and people can say, no, don't listen to them. Just shut them down. You don't get any witnesses. Then what will our country become very quickly? That's the deal. Here's Wes on the road. A or B, Wes, for you?
It's going to be A, and I'm feeling pretty Christmassy today, so my Kung Flu shot, I'm going to donate to anybody that wants to be Bill Gates' guinea pig because I'm not taking the shot.
There you go.
You know, we hear a lot of Bill Gates' concerns here on the program. I for one, have never been one to believe, you know, it's as bad as some people say, but I did see the other day that now he's saying, oh, restaurants shouldn't be open at all. I'm like, you know, all right, enough, Gates, right? I mean, just go over to Uganda and make sure everybody's taken care of there, and that's good that you're doing that. But don't tell us whether or not our restaurants here ought to be open or not. Yeah. Yes, Wes.
Scott, these vaccines were developed based on public opinion, not on true science. It takes years and years of study and research to develop a vaccine. And, I mean, we still have the normal flus. We still have all kinds of viruses out there that they've been studying for years trying to find a vaccine for. And we're supposed to believe that in 6-8 months, they developed a vaccine for a virus that nobody'd heard of or seen prior to what? December of 19, January of 2020.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
I'm not going to do it.
So who's the boogeyman? Who's the boogeyman in that? Who is trying to, cook up this potion that is not what it's advertised to be?
I just don't. I've researched it enough. I'm not going to be a guinea pig.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, in America, you ought to have that ability. I don't disagree with you one bit. I mean, I read earlier from a bulletin that we had in church from a bioethics expert. Maybe we'll get him on the program here. And he is talking about the questions on vaccination and, for instance, the issue, and some of this is from the bishops of the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops, so this is not some, you know, flaco group here. They're talking about Pfizer, Moderna, and the vaccine involve the use of cell lines that originated in fetal tissue taken from the body of aborted babies. So that might be an ethical question for...
One of them was 1970 in the Netherlands from an aborted baby girl.
Yeah, and the other issue is what this does to fertility. So my point is, I guess Donald Trump is the reason I believe this vaccine came out as soon as it did, because he marshaled all the forces of the private sector with, you know, the health apparatus of the U.S. So, you know, I don't think he's meaning to do us harm is what I'm getting at. But do your research. Wes, appreciate the call. More coming up.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To listen
just
to the song.
Just not roasting on open fire.
Wow.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Is that Ray Charles?
You bet.
Oh, man.
Yuletide carols.
Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. I hope despite all the trials and tribulations 2020 has brought, that you will
everybody know.
Take comfort in the fact that 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, we're celebrating this Christmas, what happened then, and someone that came to us from God, take away our sins. It's the reason for the season, folks. What's not to love? I could listen to that song in a sauna. I'd probably fall asleep, you know, towel kind of behind your head there, rest against, you know, one of those Finleo saunas from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. But, you know, you just feel the muscles relax, the aches and tensions fades away, calories are burned, your skin feels better, you breathe clearly, deeply, body and soul refreshed, ready to take on the world. Finleo has excelled at bringing you Europe's latest design concepts, renowned quality, unlimited options, and residential sauna accessories. You can have some that you just plug into the basement and you're good to go. Some that take a little more of a hookup, but, you know, outside, maybe you want it outside, you can do that. All sizes, all shapes, all price points. You can be one of these for $100 and some change a month. Great financing as well. That is if you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, because they are the spa headquarters, the Hot Spring Spas headquarters, the fun headquarters. You really want to have, here would be a great Christmas idea. You buy one of those splash pools, it's an above ground pool, that is the way to own a pool. As a former in-ground pool owner, I'm telling you, the above ground one is the way to go. A lot less hassles, maintenance, everything else, and you got flexibility down the road. The kids get older, they don't like it as much, take it to the lake. Then the grandkids love it. Think of that. You give that as the gift for Christmas, but then, obviously, the rest of winter, you have the anticipation. It'd be fabulous. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're in West Fargo. They're in Grand Forks. They're in Bismarck. You can do a virtual tour if you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, 2. It's the number 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, 2.com. Okay. Back to the phones. Before we do that, you have an attorney from Nevada that testified at this hearing on 2020 voting irregularities that's happening as we speak. And I touched on this earlier, but this gives you an idea of when they brought the evidence to the courts of the voter fraud that was unearthed, how are they treated?
This is Jesse Banal of Harvey and Banal in Las Vegas. He is a very accomplished attorney litigator in Clark County. Talking about the Nevada Supreme Court, really didn't want to hear it.
It was extremely disappointing that rather than address our issues and the data that we presented head on, they simply tried to use technicalities and limiting our evidence, limiting the amount of witnesses we could bring forward, saying that we couldn't introduce any live testimony, but only 15 depositions, only use 15 depositions to show 130,000 instances of voter fraud. And then when it went to the Supreme Court of Nevada, they gave us 2 hours to brief the issues before immediately coming down with a decision. A record was over 8,000 pages long. We were never fully considered by those courts. They never took a good hard list at hard evidence.
So, okay, you can't listen to that. 130,000 instances of voter fraud. Are they or are they not? If you only take 15 depositions, you're not considering that.
Exactly.
8,000 page record and you go, no, we're done. You're out of here. See you, bye. You know what that is? That's blow off time. That's, you know, get out of here, you pest. I want to be gone. So,
The Wisconsin lawyer, the guy from Madison, lined up the same stuff. He wouldn't get heard.
I hear this and I say, that's wrong. And I'm not about to accept that as the outcome. And the fire is in my belly to say, nope, we're not done. We are not done. This fight must be heard. It must be brought. What are you, A or B? A is fire in the belly, keep fighting. B is give it up. Time to accept the results. It's not going to change. Pat yourself on the head and on the road you go. Rich in Battle Lake, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Morning, Scott. I'm definitely a type A.
You're an A. Okay.
And the Supreme Court has refused to do their job to interpret the law. The legislatures have neglected to follow the laws. That leaves President Trump to do his job and enforce the law. So he must not move out of the White House until he convinces the other two branches to do their job. The people on the left are going to be screaming constitutional crisis, but we're already in that because the courts and legislatures are not willing to follow the law.
So you're saying, when you say Donald Trump shouldn't leave the White House, you're saying like January 20th comes after the inaugural, Joe and Dr. Jill, please call her Dr. Jill or she gets really offended. She has a PhD and she wants to be called Dr. Jill. I mean, what in the world? These people and this elitism that they live, give me a break. Anyway, I digress. They show up at the White House to move the furniture in and you're going to say no go, no go. Don's not leaving. That's what you're saying?
Right. I think he should give a speech to the nation and explain this constitutional crisis we're in and give everybody the chance to get it straight. And just because once he leaves, we got all these Marxists coming in, and they're going to mess it up for generations. We're not going to get it back.
Appreciate it, Rich. Not going to. I agree. The fight is worth it for that very reason. No doubt about it. Appreciate that very much. I need some more names. We've got a full bank of calls here. So if you're getting a busy signal, keep trying to get in at 800-228-0550. I need a caller's name on the line five there, Daniel. Harold and Reeder, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering if you were aware that the American Medical Association has reversed itself and is now saying that it's okay to use hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for the Chinese flu.
I did know that because I listened to Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and he was talking about it that it just came down. And I don't see a lot of news coverage on that, though. Harold, do you?
No, I haven't. Well, I heard it on the radio last night, and that's the only place I've ever seen it. I got on the Internet and looked today. And the article said that on the Internet said that it was effective on 80% of the people that had been treated, and it cited that there could have been 70,000 lives saved if the AMA wouldn't have been playing politics.
Thank you very much. Exactly right. I mean, I know of a pastor's wife in North Dakota who wrote me a letter and said his wife was told that's fake news. When she asked for one of those therapies. It's fake news. And Alex Azar, the Health and Human Services Secretary, this morning said the antibody treatment and also the remdesivir, they have stockpiles of this stuff. It's not being used. And he's saying, if you're at risk of going to the hospital, 65 or over, you're at risk, period, or other underlying health conditions, you need to ask for this. You need to ask for this and press your doctor to get it, because that's a travesty. Thanks for calling, Harold. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illume, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illume COVID-19 home test, is a rapid type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What's on your mind?
Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com, and First Ever Green Tag Event going on now. If you go into the lot, huge markdowns at over 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold before the end of the year. Cars, trucks, and SUVs that have to go, clearly marked. Check them out before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore under the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway, Schwann Buick GMC, and check out the new vehicle updates daily online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We kind of cheated Ray there a little bit, so I'll take some more Ray. Well, I'm
watching the ones we love.
We're going to listen to call and say, I want to hear Ray Charles' Spirit of Christmas to help lighten the mood in these coming dark times. There you go.
It's a great one.
I was sitting by the fireside, taking a walk through the snow.
Sitting by that fire. My lovely wife Maria and I have decided we are going to take about a half hour a night just before things shut down for the night, sit by the tree there and just kind of soak it all in, you know?
Good idea.
Just soak it all in. Get in that Christmas spirit. Sometimes you're such a hustle bustle, you're cruising right by all those great decorations. And I did put up some Department 56 Snow Village this year. You guys have been proud of me. Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, man. You're into those? I can hook you up because my folks have a ton of it and they never put it up anymore.
Don't they? Oh, no.
It's the first time ever.
Tons and tons of that stuff.
Yeah. I lit a tree in our yard first time ever.
I think I've been doing it for, I don't know, 15 years or more.
My dad's always been disappointed in me because I created the Department 55 idea with little cars on little cinder blocks and little graffiti tags on the little buildings, you know, the little guy in the little bottle in the little paper bag in the park bench asleep.
Very nice.
Like
very nice. I love that.
Kind of junking up the neighborhood. That's my style.
Our phone number is 800-228-0550. We have a ridiculous amount of text voting on A or B here today as well, so I want to get to those. So we'll go as quick as we can through both of these to do that. First, I want to tell you about how communities across North Dakota are seeing big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more because the state's oil and natural gas industry is making that happen. North Dakota oil and natural gas is advancing the possibilities all across North Dakota, in every corner of North Dakota. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, ndpetroleumfoundation.org. South Dakota we go. Here's Frank.
Hello. Glad to get on your show. I'm an A person. We had a legal election here in South Dakota, and those illegal elections are wiping out our decision of who we wanted for president. And we can't wait 4 years because Donald Trump will be 78 then. He may not live that long. and the country will be gone. China will move fast when Biden, their man, is in there. So don't give this thing up. They're stealing your vote with illegal elections.
Frank, thank you for that. I didn't hear about any irregularities in South Dakota. What are you talking about there?
I said we had a legal election here.
Oh, legal. Okay, all right. Yeah, so things work fine there. It can happen. You can do it. Yeah, good point. Good point.
They're stealing our votes here and in North Dakota, too, and all these states. And even the people in Georgia that voted for Trump, they're stealing their votes.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And, you know, there would have been a day, Frank, when somebody listening to you could have said, what a crackpot. That guy thinks that Joe Biden's in China's back pocket. I wonder if they think that anymore. If they're paying attention, they shouldn't think Frank's the crackpot. They should think anybody that isn't investigating this is the crackpot. When we have what we have in the way of black and white evidence of Hunter Biden and his dealings with China and his dad bring him there, and, you know, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And he's the man in charge of China. Yeah, playing him like a fiddle. It's unbelievable. Frank, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Let's see who's next. South Fargo we go. Rick, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, gentlemen. I was wondering, do you think telling a lie is a sin under the Catholic Church?
Do you think telling a lie is a sin? Certainly, yes. If you knowingly are telling a lie and it is not true, sure.
Okay. Could you tell me, you know an ungodly amount of people, could you tell me how many sympathy cards you sent out to people who lost loved ones to COVID-19 this year?
Our family probably some, but I don't know what you're getting at.
What I'm getting at is I don't think anybody has died from COVID-19. I think it's time the flag gets on the wagon that this is a hoax. And if we don't stop this, this time next year, you'll be wearing a mask and you'll be fighting for restaurants, and restaurants are going to go broke.
So, but help me understand what you're getting at, Rick, when you say it's a hoax. So you're saying that first of all, I do believe that a lot of people that have. I'll give you an example. I know of one particular case. I'm not going to say where. The funeral home was involved. The family was involved. The death certificate said, dad died of COVID. Said, wait a minute. He's had heart disease for a long time, and he had heart failure, and it was his heart. It wasn't COVID. They might have put something in his nose when he was on his deathbed, but he didn't die of COVID. So I have no doubt that the COVID death number is greatly exaggerated. But are you saying anybody that is claiming to have COVID, or anybody they're treating in hospitals for COVID, is not actually COVID?
I'm saying that anybody that talks about COVID is a liar. This thing is a total marketing campaign to lock us down, to take away our rights, to stop spreading hatred. COVID-19 is isolating and quarantining hatred. That's why your colleges and your schools are closed.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like any of that, Rick, but that is a reaction to what people see as COVID. I mean, I don't like the reaction, but when you say COVID is a hoax, if somebody sat at the bedside of a loved one who was perfectly fine and all of a sudden got all the symptoms of COVID and ends up on a ventilator and dies, they're not going to like you saying it's a hoax, like that COVID itself doesn't exist. I mean, I've got many, many friends who had it and said, this is awful. It's terrible. Are you saying they didn't, that was something else?
Scott, they're being lied to, okay? They're being lied to, and I suggest the flag gets on the wagon and call this for what it is. Because you're pushing it.
We're not pushing it. We're reporting about it. I don't know what you mean by reporting it or endorsing it. Giving you a bunch of time there, so I'm going to move on. But I think the actual virus came from China, was transported here by purpose. Don't forget they shut off all their travel to everywhere in China. But she could go from Wuhan to the U.S., right? That wasn't an accident. So I believe whether it was an accident in China, which is hard to believe, or cooked up in China, they sent the virus. And probably wanted the effect they're getting on the shutdown, impact on the election, and everything else.
Well, some have said, too, just a sidebar on that if it's an engineered virus, the vaccine is also engineered, and they probably had the math on that before they let it go.
But my point is, I've never seen anything that says this isn't real, right? I mean, if somebody got it, died from it, it's real. Somebody had it and really struggled to get over it. All the breathing problems, everything else that they say is from it. That's real, isn't it?
Now, well, I have no doubt that it's real. It's a real bug.
He's
it's a real virus.
It's real.
No,
he's
it's a real bug. It's a real virus, but the reaction to it and
there you go.
The results of it and the exploitation of it
100%,
is obvious.
100%. That I agree with you on. So that's where I differ with the caller. Ryan in Aberdeen, go ahead. Your next one. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, fellas. Merry Christmas. I hate to have to admit it, but I'm in the B group in your straw poll. The courts, this thing has run its course in the courts. I don't think Congress is going to be able to stop Biden's ascent to the White House, even if there is an objection raised. And then what do we do? What is fighting going to look like post-inauguration? I fear that it's going to look a lot like the Democrats having questioned Trump's legitimacy for 4 years. Trump supporters are going to be back to that, doing that same thing.
Yes, that's ironic, isn't it? But which one was valid?
Well,
you know, was the investigation from the FBI?
Politically speaking, I'm not sure that it really matters.
That's a good
the
point.
Outcome politically is the same.
Now, I want to go to one quick point. The Congress on January 6th will convene. That's where the electors in the, you know, the envelopes are coming in from all 50 states, and they go to Vice President Pence, and he opens them up and says, here's what it says. Anybody want to object? Senate and House can object. And one person from each, and then, you know, they start voting, and there's deals with ties and what, but it could get to the point where they're debating the evidence. Should they do that?
Oh, they will. But I don't think anything's gonna come of that. Nobody in Congress wants to be the one to pull the trigger.
That's
on
pretty
a
sad.
Constitutional crisis.
That's pretty
I
sad.
I don't think
That's
it's gonna happen.
I'd rather they do it and then whatever. They don't see the evidence as being enough or whatever, but actually give the confidence so you don't have the illegitimacy question myself. That's in the Constitution. I think it ought to be utilized. That's why I don't think it's over, but I respect your opinion. And I think even though this audience is of the fire-in-the-belly category in a great number, I think that was only our second B so far. How about that? It's A or socialism, says the texter. Nothing ever happens. The illegals and protesters don't follow the law, and there's no consequences. Same with these lying politicians, no consequences. Well, that changed slightly under Trump, but I understand your sentiment. Another says, isn't it incredible? The Democrats said the Electoral College was so flawed that it should be changed, but now they're backing it. Yeah, well, that's nothing new. Capital A, says Kerry. Kerry, you are a patriot. Capital A. Another A, is it true that Texas refiled their case to the Supreme Court? I've heard something about that. I got to dig into that. I don't know. There's an A. There's an A. There's a whole string of A's. How about that? I vote B. As in nothing burger, just like his lawsuits. Interesting. We didn't start this fire. The Democrats did. A, it is, says another. Todd has like a whole string. He sent me a screenshot of his whole phone, for crying out loud. It goes like a week. And,
yeah, I mean, I could put more up, but I think you're kind of getting the point.
We stand with Trump, AAA, most definitely A times 1,000. How about that?
Awesome.
A times 1,000. A. A all the way. Bury the left. Evil will fail. The righteous will prevail. How's that for some confidence?
Nice.
A. You know what? That is amazing to me. It really is. It's amazing to me. I mean, it's 100-1. A to B. You could be forgiven for being worn out by all this and not seeing an end and just saying no. But see, that's why I say about this audience. When people say, what do? I say, well, I get a chance every day to talk to freedom-loving, constitution-worshipping, God-fearing Americans.
You just got to vote for A, spelled E-H.
Oh, A, the Canadian version of A. I love that. I love it, eh? All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't dream of touching that dial. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, quarter pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Their first ever green tag event is going on now. So if you go on the lot over 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold before the end of the year, have clear prices marked out on them. Daily updates online as well. And, of course, that lifetime warranty on most of those, too. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour is about the appointed hour for a delicious lunch. Home cooking. Don't you love home cooking?
Oh, and bring it up.
And grab-and-go convenience together from PetroServe USA.
So good.
I'm so going to PetroServe USA, 12th Avenue North and I-29 location today in Fargo. Because
what do they got?
Cheesy bacon scallop potatoes.
Oh, nice.
So I love scallop potatoes, and then you add the cheese and the bacon. You had me a cheese. You know, it's just, like, unbelievable. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, way west on Main, Swedish Meatballs. In Yulin, lasagna.
I'll be going to West Fargo.
They have great chicken in Mandan. People remind me that all the time. They love the chicken there at the Mandan location as well. There are two of them. Chef's Choice in Harwood, Valley City, Swedish Meatballs or Lasagna, exit 292. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Their Swedish meatballs are phenomenal.
Today, Governor Burgum is holding a press briefing related to the COVID-19 response from North Dakota. He'll be joined by Molly Howell from the immunization program and also Dr. Joshua Wynn, who is the state's chief health strategist and dean of the UND School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Dr. Joan Connell will be there as well, the field medical officer. So all of that coming up today. Also, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz holding a press conference this afternoon. I think that's at 3, and expected to extend the COVID issues there. Okay? All right. We're going to chat with Scott Herman today on the program from Action Movers. I do want to get one little clip here of the Pennsylvania attorney to put a bow on all of this, because the Pennsylvania attorney, before the hearing in the Senate today on 2020 irregularities, which, by the way, is not being shown on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS. Don't see it on MSNBC. I can't believe it. But we're giving you tidbits from this hearing because it's important. What happened in Pennsylvania, Mr. Attorney Man? Tell
us. Well, this was Frank Ryan. He's a state rep.
The mail-in ballot system for the general election in 2020 in Pennsylvania was so fraught with inconsistencies and irregularities that the reliability of the mail-in votes in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is almost impossible to rely upon. The evidence of these violations of the Pennsylvania election laws, as enacted, the election security safeguards, and the process flaws include things such as actions by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which undermined the controls inherent in Act 77 of 2019. The controls which were undermined included, on September 17, 2020, the Supreme Court unilaterally extended the deadline for mail-in ballots to be received to 3 days after the election. They mandated that the ballots mailed without a postmark would be presumed to be received.
We know most of this, but he's right. That should be presented to say, what the heck?
Yep.
You can't do that.
Same in Nevada, same in Wisconsin.
The guy's a CPA and a retired Marine colonel, so his character is rock solid. He's not, however, a lawyer. So I had that one wrong. Let's bring in our next guest, Scott Herman, president of Action Movers, talking about a new service they're offering. Hey, Scott, how you doing? Can you hear me, Scott?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks very much. I want to talk a little bit about, we touched on this last time you chatted, but there are some amazing things out there that give people peace of mind when they're thinking, okay, I'm moving, and what are the COVID implications of that? I understand the electrostatic backpack sprayers are in. Is that right?
Yeah, we're super excited about this, Scott. And a lot of people, when we say that electrostatic backpack sprayer, they don't know exactly what that means. And what it is, it's one of the most effective ways to disinfect a home or business, and it positively charges the disinfectant. So when it comes out of the spray gun, those droplets have a positive charge, and they completely encapsulate or coat any surface that we're spraying that on. And we're using a botanical disinfectant that's made. Its main active ingredient is thyme oil, and it's safe on even food surfaces. It kills the coronavirus within 60 seconds, kills all other viruses and bacteria, or at least 99.99% of them, all within 4 minutes.
Holy buckets, is that a good deal? So if you're taking a family to their new home, you disinfect the home with this electrostatic backpack sprayer before they move in, so they can have total confidence, total peace of mind moving in, that there's no, you know, nothing in the air in there that's going to cause a concern, right?
Yeah, that's right. When this the pandemic broke out, we were very proactive in taking a lot of steps to ensure our customers felt safe during the move process. On top of that, you know, many of our customers are comprised of seniors. And then we're also one of the few movers in North Dakota that's actually approved to move active military members. And so that's a large part of our customer base. And so we need to make sure they're protected and safe. And so right now, since we got these in, we're offering a promotion to where if you move with us locally, we're not going to charge you for it. when you move into your new home, we're going to come in after we're out of there and totally disinfect your home so you have the peace of mind that there's no bacteria or viruses in your new home.
It's amazing what innovation and technology can do in a time like this with a national pandemic and just give people a little bit of peace of mind. I mean, it's just fabulous to watch, and you guys have been no exception here. The backpack part of this is pretty cool, too, so it's something that they can do. And actually, movers, and as you heard Scott say, no additional charge on that as well, so that's fantastic. Now, their telephone number, by the way, 701-566-5532. You got that? 701-566-5532. Visit them online. Find out how you get a free move. You get your realtor through them. You can do that on the website. Been around since 1932. They do it better than anybody else. Scott, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.